Greetings, everyone, and welcome to another Healing Hearts. I am Pastor Isaac Tapper, pastor of the New Covenant Church of God at 10428 Astoria Boulevard in East Elmhurst, Queens, New York. Thank you for joining us today. If you will turn with me in your Bibles to the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 30, and we will start reading at verse 1. But before we read, someone who was experiencing a very difficult time asked me, how do you cope when you're going through difficult moments? They knew all of the Bible verses and they knew all of the right things to say. But when you're really in the thick of battle, when you're really in the thick of things, you need to know how you go about coping with the difficulties in a Christian way, in a biblical way. And so today we will look at some scriptures to learn how to cope in difficult times. 1 Samuel 30 and verse 1. Now it happened when David and his men came to Ziklag on the third day that the Amalekites had invaded the south and Ziklag, attacked Ziklag, and burned it with fire, and had taken captive the women and those who were there from small to great. They did not kill anyone, but carried them away and went their way. So David and his men came to the city, and there it was, burned with fire, and their wives, their sons, their daughters had been taken captive. Then David and the people who were with him lifted up their voices and wept until they had no more power to weep. And David's two wives, Ahinoam the Jezreelite and Abigail the widow of Nabal the Carmelite, had been taken captive. Now David was greatly distressed, for the people spoke of stoning him, because the soul of all the people were grieved, every man for his sons and his daughters. But David strengthened and encouraged himself in the Lord his God. David was a battle-hardened soldier. He had seen many battles in his lifetime, and he had never lost one. He had been fighting since he was just a young boy when he went up against Goliath with a sling and five smooth stones. But the sight he saw when he walked over the top of the hill at Ziklag was horrifying to him. The smoke and the destruction he saw sent him to a place he had never been before. A man who knew no fear was now suddenly shocked and terrified. And then, as they searched through the burnt-out city and found no bodies, the grief of his men turned to anger and rage against David. Grief will manifest itself in many ways, and the grief of David's men turned to anger and it turned to rage against David. The Bible says that he, David, was in distress. He was trapped, caged, pressed in, he was cornered, and he felt like his back was to the wall. He was in distress. He was distressed because his city had been burned and his family had been taken away, and the men and friends who were closest to him had turned against him. He was stressed because he had been separated from his family. He was stressed because he had lost everything he owned, only the clothes on his back and his sword that he had in his hand. They were the only objects that he owned. He was shattered and all hope was gone. He feared of what might happen to him next. He feared what might happen to his sons and his daughters, and only the worst thoughts were going through his mind at that time. Fear is the ghost of a man's mind. David's men, the riffraff, the outcast of Judah, turned against him. He found himself in a place where he had never been before, alone, hated, and even closer to death than he had ever been before. He had seen death before, and he had been alone before, but never quite this close to death. When Saul threw a javelin at David and almost killed him, he was close to death. When he was in the cave of Adullam, he was close to death. When Saul was searching for him, he was close to death. But now men stood before him with big stones in their hands, ready to kill David. He was the anointed king, and kings always had men following them. But this time the men who